Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor Avram Goldai, and today we're Masechus Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yadav. The first parak, Arba Rosh Hashanim. Masechus Rosh Hashanah has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chaya Bas Esther. This daf analyzes the various machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, whether certain events happen in Tishrei or Nisan. So the three dafs we're going to focus on Amun. The Gemara brings up Braisa, in which Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua give their sources. Rabbi Elazar says, Menayin Shebe Tishrei Nivra Olam. From where do we know that the world was created in Tishrei? For it stated, "Vayom Elkim Tadsha Arts Desha Esav Mazria Zera Eitz Pri." And Hashem said, "Let the land be covered with vegetation, herbage yielding seed, trees of fruit." Ezu Chodesh Arts Malei Deshaim VeYilan Malei Peros. Vayom Zeh Tishrei. Which month is it in which the land is filled with vegetation and the tree is laden with mature fruit? You must say that this is Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua brings the pasuk that states, "Ve'Eitz Osa Pri," and trees producing fruit. Ezu Chodesh Arts Motzia Deshaim, VeYilan Motzi Peros. Which month is it in which the land brings forth vegetation and the trees bring forth fruit? You must say that this is Nisan. The Gemara explains what each Tana would say about the other Tana's Pasuk. The Gemara explains what each Tana would say about the other Tana's Drasha. Pointing to the Gemara now explains why each Tana holds that the Avos died in the month that they were born. For his state regarding Moshe, VeYomer Alehem Ben Mea VeEsim Shana Anochi Hayom. And he, referring to Moshe, said to them, "I'm 120 years old today." Why does the Torah add the word today? To teach that Moshe meant to say the following, "Hayom malu yamai shnosai." Today my days and years are full. L'lamedcha shalkosh baruch hu yoshev u'memalu shnosehem shal tzedikim yom u'yom mechodesh u'chodesh. This comes to teach that Kosh Baruch Hu sits and makes full the years of the tzedikim from day to day and from month to month. That is, Kosh Baruch Hu ensures that the tzedikim will die on the very day in which they were born. As it stated regarding tzedikim, "Es mispar yamecho amalei," the number of your days I will make full. And pointing me through, the Gemara brings another machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua, which is based on their machlokas regarding which month the world was created. It was on a brisa of the pasuk states, "B'shnas sheis meod shana l'chayin Noach, b'chodesh sheni b'shiva sar yom chodesh," in the 600th year of Noach's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month. On this day, all the fountains of the great deep burst forth, and the windows of the heaven were open. Rabbi Yeshua says that day was the 17th of Iyar, a day in which the muzzle of Kima normally sets during the daytime, and the subterranean fountains normally become depleted. But because the generation Shinu Masen altered their practices to deviate from the natural order, Kosh Baruch Hu altered upon them the works of creation. He brought the muzzle of Kima up during the daytime and took two stars from Kima, Vehebi Mabu Olam, and he brought the Mabu to the world. Rabbi Yeshua says that the Mabu was brought on the 17th of Marcheshvan, when Kima comes up during the day and the subterranean fountains become strengthened. Their dispute hinges on their machlokas regarding creation. If the world was created in Tishrei, the Mabul began in Marcheshvan. And if it was created in Nisan, then the Mabul began in Iyar. So once again, the 3 points are number 1. The Gemara brings a braisa, which Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua give their sources. Rabbi Elazar says, "Menayin Shebe Tishrei Nivra Olam," from where do we know that the world was created in Tishrei? For it's stated, "Yom Elkim Tadsha Arts Desha Esav Mazria Zera Eitz Pri." The Kosh Baruch Hu said, "Let the land be covered with vegetation, herbage yielding seed, trees of fruit." Ezu Chodesh Arz Malei Deshaim, VeYilan Malei Peros. Hevi Omer Zeh Tishrei. Which month is it in which the land is filled with vegetation and the tree is laden with mature fruits? You must say this is Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua brings a pasuk that states, "Ve'Eitz Osa Pri," and trees producing fruit. Ezu Chodesh Arz Motzia Deshaim, VeYilan Motzi Peros. Which month is it in which the land brings forth vegetation and the trees bring forth fruit? You must say this is Nisan. The Gemara explains what each Tana would say about the other Tana's drasha. Pointing to the Gemara now explains why each Tana holds that the Avos died in the month that they were born. For it says, "Yomer Alem Ben Mea VeEsmi Shana Anochi Hayom," and he, referring to Moshe, said to them, "I'm 120 years old today." Why does the Torah add the word today to teach that Moshe meant to say the following, "Hayom Mali Yamai Mishnosai," today my days and years are full. L'lamedcha shekodesh baruch hu yoshev u'memalu shnoseihem shel tzedikim v'yom u'yom mechodesh u'chodesh. This comes to teach that Kosh Baruch Hu sits and makes full the years of the tzedikim from day to day and from month to month. That is, Hashem ensures that the tzedikim will die on the very day in which they were born. As it stated regarding tzedikim, "Es mispar yamecho amorei," the number of your days I will make full. And pointing me through, the Gemara brings another machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, which is based on their machlokas regarding which month the world is created. It was taught in the Braisa, the pasuk states, "B'shnas sheish meod shana l'chayim Noach, b'chodesh hasheni b'shiva sar yom chodesh," in the 600th year of Noach's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, on this day, all the fountains of the great deep burst forth and the windows of the heaven were opened. Yeshua says, that day was the 17th of Iyar, a day on which the muzzle of Kima normally sets during the daytime and the subterranean fountains normally become depleted. But because the generation Shinu Ma'asen, they altered their practices to deviate from the natural order, HaKadosh Baruch Hu altered upon them the works of creation, and he brought the muzzle of Kima up during the daytime, and took two stars from Kima, Behevi Mabu O'am, and he brought the Mabu to the world. Rabbi Yeshua says that the Mabu was brought on the 17th of Mar Cheshvan, when Kima comes up during the day, and the subterranean fountains become strengthened. Their dispute hinges on their Malchukas regarding creation. If the world was created in Tishrei, the Mabu began in Mar Cheshvan. And if it was created in Nisan, then the Mabu began in Iyar. All right, so now we go to Simur Daf Yud Aleph, and our standard simon is stars, connected to the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So stars is the simon. So here goes. The stars twinkling over the earth that was covered in vegetation and laden with fruit, and that were named after the tzaddikim that died on the same day they were born, knew a Mabu was coming when they noticed the Mazel Kima was coming up in the daytime and was missing two stars. Once again, in slow motion. The stars, that must be more in Daf Yud Aleph. The stars twinkling over the earth that was covered in vegetation and laden with fruit, which reminds us, we have Malchokas when the world was created. Rabbi Yezu says, we know the world was created in Tishrei, for the Pasuk states, Eitz Pri, when the land is laden with fruits, which is Tishrei, whereas Rabbi Yeshua says, we know it was created in Nisan, for another Pasuk states, Eitz Osa Pri, when the earth has trees producing fruit, which is Nisan. So the stars twinkling over the earth that was covered in vegetation and laden with fruit, and that were named after the tzaddikim that died on the same day they were born, which reminds us that we learned that each of the holds the elves died in the month that they were born, for it's stated, Yomer Alem ben Mea Vas Mishana Anochi Yom. And he, Moshe, said to them, I'm 120 years old today. So why does the Torah add the word today? To teach that Moshe meant to say the following, Hayom Malu Yamai Ushnosa. Today my days and years are full. This comes to teach you that Kosh Baruch Hu sits and makes full the years of tzaddikim from day to day and from month to month. So the stars twinkling over the earth that was covered in vegetation and laden with fruit, and that were named after the tzaddikim that died on the same day they were born, knew a Mabu was coming when they noticed that Mazel Kima was coming up in the daytime and missing two stars. Which reminds us, the Malchokas regarding when the Mabu started is based upon the earlier Malchokas regarding when the world was created. The Pasuk states that the Mabu began in the 600th year in Noach's life in the second month, on the 17th day of the month. Now, which month is the second month? According to Rabbi Eliezer, since the world was created in Tishrei, the second month is Mar Cheshvan. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds the world was created in Nisan, the second month is Iyar. Both agree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Mazel Kima up at that time and took two stars from Kima and brought the Mabul to the world. So once again, the stars twinkling over the earth that was covered in vegetation and laden with fruit and that were named after the tzaddikim that died on the same day that they were born, knew a Mabu was coming when they noticed the Mazel Kima was coming up in the daytime and was missing two stars. All right, now it's time for four blah back Chazara. Dav Zayin. So the Simur Dav Zayin is a gun. So here goes. The gunslinger, that must be on Dav Zayin, Clay Zayin, gun. The gunslinger knocking out targets with suggestions for other Nisan Rosh Hashanahs, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that the reason our time does not include months in the Mishnah is that he's discussing the ways in which the New Year is relevant to years, meaning to 12-month periods that have halachic significance. He's not discussing ways in which it's relevant to months. He did not include Iburim because he's only discussing beginnings. He's not discussing culminations, such as the end of a period when the court may proclaim a leap year, and he didn't include the separation of Shkalim, since the Brisa taught that if one brought the funds from the old year, he fulfilled his chiyuv, and therefore the Tana could not state it as an absolute rule, for this implies it would invalidate the old Shkalim. Therefore, he chose to omit this halach entirely. So the gunslinger knocking out targets with suggestions for other Nisan Rosh Hashanahs, who was thrilled when it was determined after Purim that it was an Iber year, giving him a second Adar of rent. Which reminds me of a Machlokes regarding until when can one add a leap year? Is it the entire month of Adar or only until Purim? The Gemara explains that the reason for limiting the adding of a leap year only until Purim is that since people learn the halachos 30 days before Pesach, the people might come to be lax in observing the prohibition against chametz. Rashi explains that people in the distant communities will have it fixed in their minds that Pesach is in 30 days and they'll not listen to the messengers that come who tell them that it's a month later. The Gemara explains the other time would respond that people know that declaring a leap year depends on calculations, and the reason for the delay was that the rabbis didn't finish their calculations until this time. So the gunslinger knocking out targets with suggestions for other Nisan Rosh Hashanahs, who was thrilled when it was determined after Purim that it was an Iber year, giving him a second Adar of rent, shot up his lease in fury when he realized he signed it that it was for this year and expired the first of Nisan. Which reminds us that if one said that the period of the lease was for Lashana Zot this year, then even if it was on the first of Adar, when the lease was signed, Kevin Shigia Yom Echad B'Nisan also Hoshana. As soon as the first day of Nisan arrives, a year has been completed. The Gemara explains that even according to the one who holds Yom Echad B'Shana Chashuv Shana, one day of a year is considered like an entire year, it's different here. The Lotarch Inish Lemegar Basil Batsim with Chasin Yomim. Because a person doesn't bother to rent a house for less than 30 days. Dav Ches, so the Simmer Dav Ches is Challah. See, here goes. The special Challah, that must be more in Dav Ches. The special challah served at the Rosh Hashanah meal, marking the seasons and Day of Judgment, which reminds us we have three different pshatim for what the meaning is, that the first of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Shanim, for years. It's either for Shtaros, for Tekufos, seasons, or for Din. The makor that it's for Din, for judgment, is from the Pasuk, Mereshis Hashanah, Barach Hushanah. The eyes of Hashem are on it, meaning Eretz Yisrael, from the beginning of the year until the end of the year. This means Mereshis Hashanah Nidon, Mayeh B'Sofer. From the beginning of the year, judgment is issued regarding what will occur at the end. So the special challah served at the Rosh Hashanah meal, marking the seasons and Day of Judgment, was baked in the shape of a shofar in front of a covered moon, which reminds us, the Gemara continues and asks how we know that the Pasuk, Mereshis Hashanah Ba'adach Rishana, is referring to Tishrei and answers, for it's written, Tikka B'chosh Shofar, B'chesel Yom Chagenu, blow shofar at the moon's renewal when the moon is covered on our festive day. Now, on which Chag is the moon covered? You must say that this is Rosh Hashanah, for Rosh Hashanah is the only Chag that falls at the beginning of the month when the moon is hidden from view. And it's written in the next Pasuk, Ki Chok Yisrael Hu Mishpat Elokei Yaakov, because it's a statute for Yisrael, a judgment day until the God of Yaakov. We therefore see that Rosh Hashanah is a day of judgment. So the special challah served at the Rosh Hashanah meal, marking the seasons and Day of Judgment, was baked in the shape of a shofar in front of a covered moon, and was presented on a platter inscribed, Happy Start of Yovel Year, to liberated servants wearing crowns on their head. Which reminds us, the Mishnah stated that the first of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Yovel, is the Yovel years. The Gemara asks how this can be, for the Rosh Hashanah for Yovel is on the 10th of Tishrei, which is Yom Kippur. The Torah therefore states, V'kidash Mishnas HaChamishim, you shall sanctify the 50th year, Melamed, Shemizkadeshes V'holachis Mitchilaso. This teaches that the year becomes sanctified from its beginning, meaning from the first of Tishrei. From the first of Tishrei, it was forbidden to work the land, and while slaves could not yet return to their homes, they were not enslaved to their masters. Rather, they would eat and drink and rejoice with crowns on their head. Dav Tes, so the Simmer Dav Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The little old ladies who had a tea party, that must be on Dav Tes, teapot. The little old ladies who had a tea party when they put down their plows before the Shemitah year began to be Mosif Mechol HaKodesh, which reminds us we have malchus regarding the source for Mosif Mechol HaKodesh. Rabbi Akiva learns it from Bukhar Shibakatir Tishbos, which he says applies to the Shemitah year. Since we already know that agricultural work cannot be done during Shviz, based on the Pasuk Sadcha L'Sisra, he applies it to before and after Shviz, that one must desist even at the planning of the year before the seventh, whose benefit enters in the seventh, and that one must prescribe Kedusha Shviz to the reapings of the seventh year produce, whose growth continues into the year after the seventh. Rabbi Shmuel, who interprets this Pasuk as discussing Shabbos, learns the principle of Mosif Mechol HaKodesh from the Pasuk dealing with fasting on Yom Kippur. So the little old ladies who had a tea party when they put down their plows before the Shemitah year began to be Mosif Mechol HaKodesh, chattering that they overheard Yovel will begin even if they don't abandon their field to its ancestral owners, which reminds us, we have a Malchus regarding the criteria for Yovel to take effect. Rabbi Yehuda says, it will take effect even if the people do not abandon their fields to their ancestral owners, and even if they do not sound the shofar, but will not take effect if they do not free their slaves. Rabbi Yossi says it will take effect even if people do not abandon their fields to their ancestral owners, nor free their slaves. It will not take effect if they do not sound the shofar. And two reasons are given. So the little old ladies who had a tea party when they put down their plows before the Shemitah year began to be Mosif Mechol HaKodesh, chattering that they overheard Yovel will begin, even if they don't abandon their field to its ancestral owners, couldn't believe it when they heard that even people in Chutzlars were freeing their slaves. Which reminds us that the Chachamim say that all three elements are essential for Yovel to take effect. The exclusionary term Yovel has come to teach that the laws of Yovel are in effect even outside of Eretz Yisrael, and people must free their slaves. That is, if in Eretz Yisrael they are freeing their slaves. Daf Yud, so the Simur Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here it goes. The minion of Batis, minion. That must be more in Daf Yud. The minion of botanists who knew that oral of fruit on a tree could still be prohibited in the fourth year, which reminds us that the source that orla and revive prohibitions are extended into the fourth and fifth year is that after saying that the fruit of a tree's first 3 years is orla, the pasuk states ubashana haravis, and in the fourth year, and after presenting the fourth year's revive prohibition, it states ubashana chamishis, and in the fifth year. These connective phrases through the letter vav connect the fourth year to orla and the fifth year to revive. So the minion of botanists who knew the oral fruit on a tree could still be prohibited in the fourth year planted the new sapling 30 days prior to Rosh Hashanah so that it would take hold and count as 1 year. Which reminds me, it was taught in Bryce regarding one who plants a tree or bends a vine into the ground or grafts a branch onto an existing tree in the year before Shemitah, 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, when Rosh Hashanah arrives, is considered a full year with regard to Orla. The Gemara suggests the Brisa, which says that it must be a full 30 days before Rosh Hashanah in order to be considered a full year, is not in accordance with Rabbi Meir, who said Yom Echa B'Shana Chashushana, that a single day in a year is legally regarded as a full year. After extensive analysis, the Gemara will conclude that the Brisa is in accordance with Rabbi Meir, and when the Torah states that the tree must be planted 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it's Laklita, discussing the period needed for the tree to take hold. So the minion of botanists who knew that oral fruit on a tree could still be prohibited in the fourth year planted the new sapling 30 days prior to Rosh Hashanah so that it would take hold and count as 1 year, right next to their shrubbery sculpture illustrating which historical events occurred in Nisan versus Tishrei. Which reminds me of the Malkus Rabbi Gaza Rabbi Yeshua regarding which month the creation of the world took place in, as well as other historical events. Was it in Nisan or Tishrei? All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing a great day and great learning.